lot of students online, so it might be a better thing to look at the balance there. And for UIS, also increased visibility in the state legislature, help the University of Illinois as a whole increase its visibility. For Urbana, communicate or better communicate the research impact to provide world-class education and research capabilities at an affordable cost. And for the University of Illinois as a whole, echoing Jim Duderstadt's point, make a much better case to the public and the state about the contributions of the institution to the society at large. Question number three, what can be done internally? The communication of the stability that has now resulted with permanent leadership across the three campuses is important. Speaking to the panelists, to reinforce that shared governance is the bedrock of this institution is something important. To listen and communicate with faculty. We also had a very robust discussion about what might be the implications of unionization on shared governance. We have no answers, but it was an important discussion we had. And finally, to communicate to faculty that faculty, administration, and the Board of Trustees are all on the same team, furthering the university's mission and to preserve the institutional legacy of this great institution. One last. How do we envision working together to address pension, benefits, and regulatory issues for the benefit of the institution and faculty, incentivizing faculty collaboration? The UA activities should add value, not create redundancy. We had some discussion about that. And finally, I'll close with, we need to have strategies by which campus strengths of the distinct campuses, like for example, Springfield to the state legislature, UIC to the assets of Chicago and so forth, for the benefit of the faculty on all three campuses. So this thing could be enhanced and ways by which when needs arise in certain areas, the campus as a whole could make it to grease the skids, as it were. I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next, the Green Group that was led by Randy Kangas, Dr. Rene Romano.
The Green Group also had a very rich discussion, and I'm going to report on just a few of the items. Particularly the first question, our reactions to the panel. One of the panelists said that he wanted to provoke us, or he wanted to be provocative, and he certainly was, because we had a lot of comments and a lot of interesting conversations around those. But we had some really positive reactions, and then we had some things that we mentioned we didn't hear. So first of all, the emphasis on shared governance, everyone really liked hearing about it, and it even was put in a historical context and why it's important, it's critically important to the future of our universities. The fact we were a little bit gratified to know and to see ourselves in a national context, to see that universities all over the nations are having similar problems of funding and being viewed by the public as how valuable they are. We really enjoyed hearing about the strength of the Midwest collaboration and the upper Midwest, the city of Chicago, as an economic center. We talked about how important our reactions to what they said about how important communication and transparency